Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
We're almost through Halloween.
Almost.
Welcome to The Big Party Show.
Oh my God. We've now entered the furry era. Good God. I remember when you and Wyleen got, doesn't she have one?
Yeah. I'm a big old bear.
I'm a big old bear.
All right, wow. Now you have to describe what exactly you're looking at for anyone that's not watching.
Talk about looking like a laboo-boo. You really look like one today because you've got like the big saucer eyes and then you've got teeth. He's wearing like a evil teddy bear.
That's not
looking
evil.
Mask.
This is just a happy bear.
It doesn't look happy. It looks rather intimidating.
Does
like
it?
If a bear smiled with that many teeth, I would think the next thing I would see would be the inside of its mouth as it was chewing me.
I hope this is entertaining.
Is it hot in that thing?
Oh my God, I'm dying right now, to be honest with you. I can see through. I can see everything. And the thing is, the
that's wild.
Probably terrible, but yeah, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, I think you've done enough time. Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate your commitment to the countdown to Halloween. I'm still blown away by the fact that you have that many costumes. That we're still unveiling costumes.
I have like, not doubled wow. up. I have not split them up. I've done nothing. I've just found out what I'm going to wear literally minutes before we start the show.
You're like, ta-da!
So welcome to the show. It's a Big Party Show podcast. And yeah, make sure you tell everybody where we're at. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. We're anywhere you can get a podcast. All right. This is kind of a big deal. So yeah, do that and make sure you rate, review, and follow wherever you're at for us. The reviews on Apple are like very important to us. So
yes.
Yeah, if you can do so, that would be excelente. All right. So the numbers in is 402-915-0962. That's the party line where you can leave text messages or, you know, maybe send us some
little notes of encouragement or, you know, just telling us
complaints,
what we can improve upon.
Yes.
It's like a comment box.
Yes. We will take that all day long. Also, bpscrasher@gmail.com. That's what that is. All right. So who do we have coming on today, by the way? We have a special guest coming on.
We have a local artist. Her name is Mary Lee Painter, and she's got a new book out for the holidays. And we are going to be giving away some copies. It's Holiday on the Rocks, and I am totally engrossed.
Have you? Really?
Yeah, like I'm like 10 chapters in and I can't put it down. Like I like read all the way through and it was only like I had to make dinner for the kids that I like put it down. It's okay. That good.
So so if you want to win a copy, it's free to you guys. All right. This is local again. So support local. That's what we do. And that's what you should do as well. You can go to bigpartyshow.com and it's right there in the contest page. You don't have to do anything crazy. No hoops to jump through. So yeah, if you wanted to try to score a copy of it, we have a few, we'll hook you up for sure. Mary Lee Painter will hook you up and we will guide her and twist her arm to get you more copies. All right. So it's kind of like what it's like.
It's sort of, okay. So it's like edgy Hallmark holiday movie.
Okay.
I mean, it has that deal. So the idea is that this is a couple, and they basically, their high school sweethearts, something happened. We're unsure at this point in where I'm at in the book, what went down, but something obviously went down. And Allie is the lead and her ex, Levi. So those two, 7 years later, accidentally meet up on their way to a wedding in Colorado.
So they
over
knew
Christmas.
Each other? They knew each other
yes.
already? Okay. All right. Ooh.
And they broke up and it was not a good breakup. And he is like dying to get her back. And she's like, go pound sand.
Wow.
She's like, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. And he's just like, I love it. She's got some great lines in there. She's like, I just got to be like a stamp. Stick to this until I get there.
Oh, that's awesome. So how, I think we've all been there before where we've all gone to some type of gathering or something like that, in which you see maybe a flame or someone you guys had the hots for, or whatever the case is. Right. I mean, we've
just
all been
the worst.
There.
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I know you and I have both been there.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, at least at some point, because a lot of paths cross. So in this case, it's a total surprise.
Okay.
Like she has no reason to think that this guy is going to be at this event.
This sounds like a Hallmark movie. Oh my God.
It is.
Okay. Maybe
it
one
is.
Day
it's
we'll
set
make
at
it
Christmas.
There.
They're in this beautiful VRBO where it's like something out of Architectural Digest. It's this huge house that all the wedding party is supposed to be staying at.
Okay.
And there's a huge blizzard and nobody's made it except for these two.
Oh, yeah. Nobody has made it except for these two. That is Hallmark even more.
Exactly. Forced proximity. Love it. The only thing we're missing is like the one bed.
Did you get to the hot tub thing yet?
A hot tub.
Mary Lee Painter messaged me and said she wrote that piece due to a story that we shared on our show about a podcast scene. So I'm interested.
That's about the only thing you have in common with this hot tub team scene.
Is it really?
That and the fact that you also have an arm tattoo. Because this guy gets out and he's like a work of art. Like his body is an absolute dream.
Yes.
And he's wearing like black boxer shorts. I do not think this is the same thing as when you get out of the hot tub in your backyard. No offense.
Sometimes I'm wearing black boxer shorts. But as a matter of fact, Molly, the majority of my boxers, I think, are dark in color and black.
Okay.
So I wear dark colors. And there are times that I've jumped in the hot tub in my boxers and that's it.
Uh-huh. And you've gotten out and everyone's been like, look at that Adonis of a body.
Well, no,
my God,
there,
I didn't even know you could have that many 12 packs on a 12 pack.
Oh, I've never had a 12 pack on my body. No way.
I don't think you can eat carbs.
I don't know how that works. I had a friend once that's all he did. He worked out for, this is what his goal was. Get this.
Okay.
So he didn't drink. He didn't eat anything. Right. In his life.
Anything fun, you mean?
Anything fun.
I mean, he ate food. Right?
Yeah, I don't even know what exactly he ate, but I know it is probably a carb-free diet for the most part. So his goal was to actually, for once in his life, get a six-pack. That was his life goal at the moment.
God bless.
He said it sucked. He said, I never went out. I didn't talk to my friends for a long time because they couldn't go out. And he's at a young age where everyone's going out partying still. So he had to stay disciplined for a year. And then he obtained the six-pack, right?
Yeah.
And his girlfriend, as a gift, like, congratulations, you did it. And he hasn't eaten carbs ever. Got him a whole case of donuts. And I believe it's from Krispy Kreme. And he said he gobbled those things down, just mashed them down. And his six-pack disappeared overnight.
What?
Yeah.
No.
That's what he said.
You're like, it's the hazarding tale. I would just think he'd be sick after eating that much.
Yeah, I don't
after
know.
After not having it, you know, like it just seems like if you gorge yourself on something like that, you would immediately think
get
that you
sick,
were going to be sick.
But that's something we would never know.
No. No, I would never know that. I would never have been without a carb for that long. Keep in mind, I'm Irish.
Yeah.
We left an entire country across the ocean because they ran out of carbs.
That was it.
We got on boats. We made it to the new land.
All right. So this guy gets out of the hot tub and he's just ripped, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now that's what I'm going to ask her about. Why does he have to be ripped?
Because he's the lead.
Yeah,
because
but who cares? We're in a world of personality, right? Why couldn't he get out and have stretch marks and people go,
women
oh
are not
God.
Reading this book. Women are not reading this book for personality.
Is there dirtiness in there? Like some?
Not yet.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll have to ask her. I'm only like 10 or 12 chapters in.
How many chapters?
So it's
okay. It doesn't matter how many chapters. Okay.
So all it's right. early, you know, it's still early in the, so I am curious to see if she has any spoilers about what's to come because it just dropped.
Yeah.
It just came out on Monday. So this is brand spanking new. We got an advanced copy. So I've been reading it in earnest. But it's good.
All right. That's good to hear. That's really good to hear.
I'm excited. I think the Party Crashers you guys should really check out bigpartyshow.com and hit contests and register for a chance to win one of these. We've got 3 physical copies that you can actually have.
Okay.
And then ebooks. So a lot of people, like, I'm reading it on Kindle, like I'm reading it on my phone, which is how a lot of people do it now.
Okay.
But having a physical copy of a book feels great.
I know people say that. That's what I don't. I mean,
you're like, I don't read.
I read other things. You know, I don't read books. I'm not a book reader for that matter.
A lot of people aren't.
I'm paper. You know, I really am. I've abandoned trying to use my my phone to read stuff on.
Oh, Brock is paper.
But so I paper it. It just, I don't know what it is. So I'm not wasteful about it. So I print out, you know, like 2, 3, 4 sheets per show, right? And granted, maybe I'm wasting some of it, but what I then turn it into, I turn it over and use it as a notepad. So I double.
Got it.
Yeah. So I'm using it up. But
look at you conservationalist.
That's me. Save a tree. Hug
so
a
right
tree,
now,
man. What's that?
I'm reading 4 books.
Uh-huh.
So I'm reading this book. I'm doing an audio book. I'm doing a book on my phone. And I have a book on my bed on my nightstand.
Okay.
So depending on where I'm at, following 4 different stories.
Oh God. Are they all kind of the same genre?
No.
No. Okay. So you got
no.
Is this the dirtiest one you have? Maybe the Holiday on the Rocks.
It's not dirty.
More romantic.
No. I have one that's more risque. Oh, I have one that's more risque that a friend of mine wrote, and I'm proofing it for her.
Okay.
And it's pretty, it's adults only for sure.
Is it?
She's an amazing writer.
Does it say things like she moaned in the night? I mean, is that how they describe scenes like that? Like moaning sexually or whatever, as he kissed her, he moaned her name and her name.
Yeah.
His mom.
Stuff like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's stuff like that. Yeah. Lots of noises. You know, I'm just looking for punctuation. I'm just like copy editing right now.
Oh.
So it's kind of funny where you're like, you know, there should be a comma
after
she moans. Like, I don't think that should be a semicolon. I think it just needs to be a comma. Okay. That's me. Like, okay. I'm in that element of it.
All right.
There's that.
Okay. Yeah. That's all. I mean, I think we all have a book in us, right? I you know, they say everyone has a song in them. I don't have a song in me.
Say that? I've never heard that. Everyone has a song in them. heard that.
Well, now you have.
Now I have.
Now you need to get to writing a song. You got to get.
Have you ever written a song?
No, I one time with ChatGPT, and I was home all alone, right? And this is right before the podcast was launched back in March. I had ChatGPT write a rap. And all I said was about Molly collecting rocks, about this, that. And it wrote this.
I do remember
that. Yeah, I wrote this awesome rap. It didn't add the music. So I added the music. So I was trying to freestyle. Now, I don't know how to rap. So you imagine what that would sound like. So now I'm freestyling in this studio, which is in the house. And then Wylene comes home for lunch.
She's like, this is terrible. Never do this again.
She was like, no, I went downstairs. I'm like, hey, home for lunch. I'm thinking that, you know, no one's hearing anything. And she literally said to me, she goes, were you rapping up there? I go, yeah, I kind of was. She said it was good. And I was going to try to pull it off. And maybe I will. I don't know. So
We need to get Mary Lee.
So
we need to get Mary Lee on the show. So we're going to be talking to her. So let's give her a call. This is just coming out now, Holiday on the Rocks.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a good holiday read and you want to support local in Omaha, this is a great way to do it.
Okay, we got Mary here. Mary, thanks for jumping on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear your voice. We're just talking about your book. Molly's deep into your book, Holiday on the Rocks, that you just dropped.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Thank you for talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. My God.
You can win a copy, people. Just so make sure you go to bigpartyshow.com. Good to hear.
I couldn't put it down.
Again,
so. I like made it like 10. I'm like 10 chapters in, and I read it straight through those 10 chapters. And then I had to stop because I had to like make dinner for the kids.
I am so honored and so glad to hear that. Thank you.
Mary, we were talking a little bit because you had shot me a message about the hot tub scene. And yes. Where did you get that from? Because Molly is saying that, one, I wouldn't fit that mold. I said you got
no.
something from the show you listened to him one time, right? And yeah, she said, I don't fit the mold of the guy getting out with a six pack.
And black, you don't.
And black boxers. Yeah. Okay. So where did that come from?
Well, actually, I've been listening to you guys for so long.
Uh-huh.
Molly, I think you were pregnant when I was listening, and
wow.
I heard everything through the hot tub. And I know you had a hot tub, correct?
Yeah, I'm the one with the hot tub.
Yes, well, I knew you were, because that inspired a whole scene I have coming up in a book where there's a gentleman, anyway, he's obsessed with his hot tub, but it all came from you. And in another book, I have a female main character who had a summer of dating someone because they had air conditioning and she did not.
That's Molly.
Oh my God.
You will be surprised. You guys have inspired so many different things. It's amazing.
That's so great. Cool.
Yeah. So how long did it take you to write this one, Holiday on the Rocks?
You know, very little time. It was kind of unique. I had a book come out in June and the publisher reached out to me in, I think it was the end of March.
Okay.
And said something had changed with them. And if I could write a rom-com, if she liked it, and if I could have it done in 9 weeks, then it could be published this year. So I went So I'm like, absolutely, I'll take that challenge. But I had no idea where I was going with anything. And it was so cool because I was flipping through the radio and I landed on this station I never listened to. And I heard a song, Holy Smokes by Bailey Zimmerman, I think it is.
Okay.
And by the end of the song, I knew what the whole book was going to be about.
Oh, wow.
It was so cool. I know.
That
so,
is
yeah,
cool.
It came. I know. It was one of those things where everything somehow all came together. I don't remember the month of May, but.
Okay. How many books do you have out now, Mary?
I have the first one came out September of 24, and I had one June of 25. This one that came out yesterday. And then I have two more coming in 2026.
Okay. Is it? Do you
Holy
find it
smokes.
Easier with time to write? I mean, it's like, I'm sure that's just like with anything. You know, because I'm sure there are people out there, and I've had friends before that left Omaha and wanted to become like a script writer or something like that. But he always kept writing mm-hmm. and writing. And now he's a book, like this established book author, you know, in California. Is it get easier with time to write, or do you get crazy? Like, what was that movie where what's her name hobbled that writer in the cabin? Molly?
Misery?
Misery.
My God.
Something like that.
Oh, I don't know how it is for anyone else. It's all I want to do. I seriously have to reward myself with that for anything. Like get three loads of laundry put away. You can write for a half an hour. I'm up at 4:45 every day writing because I want to. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And after over 10 years of rejection from everyone, you know, I think it makes you hone in and kind of figure out, read more, learn more, and just keep going at it. And it was just like kind of a weird obsession. I mean, it's better than like, you know, cocaine or something, but yeah. It's like I cannot stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's all I want to do. So
I think a lot of medical professionals would also agree. They're like, yeah, if it was whether you were going to binge write or binge coke, I think you picked the right one.
Yeah, and I think that the coke head would disagree with you.
You wouldn't probably be as successful as you are at this point. Let's just put
that
way.
That's great. We're so proud of you. I mean, you're born you're Omaha local. And so that's pretty sweet.
Are you strictly a rom-com writer? Because I know Wild in Minnesota is also a rom-com, and that was the one that came out in June, correct?
It is. And I just, that's the way I kind of have always leaned that way. And mm-hmm. I thought, because I love suspense stuff a little bit. So I thought it might be fun to try and put some of that in the book as well. You know, romantic comedy that has a little more of, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Different aspects to it. So I love to read and get inspired and, you know what I mean? Just kind of figure out different ways to tweak and add stuff. I like books and stories that have a lot of action in them.
Okay.
And so I kind of really enjoy focusing on that.
Now we were talking a little bit about the description of like he moaned as he kissed her, right? Can you add something like that into one of your future books? But then what he moaned was his mother's name.
No! Oh my. That's not the kind of books.
Rom-com.
It would be a character. It would be a character thing. We could definitely create a character that had some odd things going on, I thought. Okay.
A character choice. I was just telling him, because he just asked me, I'm like copy editing a piece for a friend of mine. And it's adult, like it's definitely something. And so he's like, do you have it? I'm like, yeah, but I'm reading it in the sense of like, he moaned, and it should be like a comma instead of a semicolon. Like, that's how I'm going through the process. So it's less sexy and more punctuation.
It does get like that, doesn't it? You have to focus on
it. Does.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah. You're like, oh, and by the way, this is unbelievably sexy, just to let you know. But I just think that that's a little bit of a run-on sentence.
Exactly.
Maybe you could just break that up.
Do you edit your own books then, or do you have someone like Molly go through and double-check everything?
Well, I do. Initially, I do the best I can with everything I can. Yeah. And then you submit it to the publisher, and they have their own editor. And then you go through about 2 to 3 months where they read it all, and then they send corrections to you, and you read it. So by the time a few months have gone by, you've read your own stuff like 10 times, and it's like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
I hate it.
What about,
you know,
oh, so. What about, I mean, you're established, right? What about AI? Are you guys in that industry worried about AI? The reason why I'm asking this is because one of the most downloaded songs on Spotify is an AI band. And I have a friend here locally that's been launching out music. He doesn't have any music ability, just loves music. So he came up with the name. He has AI writing all his songs and performing them. He comes up with the artwork and everything like that. I'm not gonna lie, it's really good. It's really good. I'm surprised. Do you get worried about that stuff?
I don't know about anybody else. I'm extremely worried about it. Think most every industry, especially, you know, some of the creative things, because, you know, would a publisher pay much less for something in that, you know what I mean, that situation?
Yeah.
And if I know a bunch of us, a ton of authors are involved in, or it was notified in the past that AI had taken, like, our books, you know what I mean? Or somebody had taken our books, and I think it was kind of feeding it to AI so they could learn how to write like a human, you know what I mean? And it's like, that, I think that's extremely scary, because what's going to happen, whether you're a musician, whether you're an author, or any type of career, in 20 years when somebody isn't needed, what are we all going to do then?
You're right. What's going on right now in Hollywood is that the whoever it is, they're hired this lady who isn't a real person. She's an AI person.
Yeah, actress. Created.
Yeah, she's an actress. So Hollywood's freaking out. Now, today what happened was a news company, I think it was out of Britain. Anyway, so they put out this news lady on the streets to show what AI can do to replace news people. And you can't even tell. You can't tell. But they said they'll never replace their news people with that. That's what
never
they say.
Why would never.
You put that out there? I know these news people are reporting it. I'm like, don't report that.
I know. Yeah, I recently was going through like voiceover job listings.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was for this company where they want you to do voiceover because they
all
want
the
you.
Time. I get
they want you to feed it. They want to feed it to AI. And I'm like, why would I do something that's going to render what I do redundant?
I agree.
Like, why would I lend you my voice so you can steal my voice and then steal my job? And then for what?
I get the same, whatever you call them, alerts or whatever that for that. I never knew exactly what it was. So I just ignore it when I see AI. I mean, I use it for stuff, just, you know, fun
but
stuff.
But Mary, I mean, I get it. Like, writers are worried because they can take your stuff without even asking you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, yeah, I mean, there's so many staff. I mean, you think of people who've been writing for decades and their books have been out there. And I mean, just the kind of the anxiety about that. I mean, you know, I have a couple books out and everything's going great, but if this is your, you know what I mean, something you've built for decades, and then you can have someone come in or AI come in and suddenly have something very similar that everyone loves. It's frightening.
Yeah, it is.
So you mentioned that you got inspiration for this book from a song. Is that usually how it works? Like, do you usually, like, something strikes you? Where do you get the inspiration for past works or future stuff?
It's literally, it sounds stupid, but it's literally everywhere. I was flying with my sister. We went on a trip last summer, and I was sitting in the airport, and I wondered if you could buy it like an $89 one-way Southwest cheap airline ticket. And if you had to, could you live in the airport for like a week and kind of fly under the radar and go undetected? If it was a large airport, like, you know, Chicago, something like that. And that is how my book that's being shopped around to publishers right now, that's how it starts. My main character had to have her her landlord made her leave for a week. They were doing some bug bombing. And she went, and that's what she did. So, it, you know, it's just kind of interesting how you just look around and you're like, could someone live here? I think
that's really interesting.
Oh, that would be a fun challenge, actually.
So if you look at everything like that, there's a lot of inspiration floating around.
Okay. Wow. I never thought about living in a airport. I wouldn't be able to afford
it. Bind.
I'd have to.
If
I was in a bind, and I wouldn't be able to afford the food, of course.
That's true.
You'd have to eat out of the garbage can.
This character brought her food.
Yeah.
She brought her food in a suitcase. And so
that's smart.
Yeah, she's a law school student, and so she's roaming around him during the day and then sleeps at the gates at night, and it lasts, you know, it works for her 5 days that she needed it. And I found it to be very fun. But yeah, it was one of those things. I was sitting at airport bored, and you're like, huh, I wonder if this could be a story.
Wow. That's so cool.
Okay.
Well, listen, thank you so much for jumping on. We're really excited. Holiday on the Rocks just came out on Monday. And people who want to win themselves a copy, they can go to bigpartyshow.com. We've got the contest page so you can get Mary Lee Painter's latest. And it's perfect for the holidays. Oh, my God. It made me so want to snuggle up.
I like the cover.
Just reading about the cool Colorado Lodge. I'm like, I want to go to there.
Well, Mary, thanks for jumping on with us. And thanks for the support of the Big Party Show, too, by the way.
Well, thank you. I look forward to hearing you guys all the time.
Well, thank you. All right. We will talk to you soon. And have a good Halloween coming up.
You too. Take care.
All right. If you need anything, let us know. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
All right. See you, Mary. All right. That's Mary Lee Painter right there. Again, like Molly said, just go to bigpartyshow.com. And you can win yourself some free reading material. We never motivated. Do you want to motivate or want to move on?
Yes.
All right.
I got to pick.
You got to pick. Steak or chicken? Which one is it?
Steak.
Ooh, steak is what's for dinner today.
In case no one has told you lately, you are amazing, strong, brave, wonderful, kind, loved, worthy. And there is no one like you. The world needs you.
World needs you.
Wow. You've been so thoughtful and concise lately.
No, I just pick. I mean, that's not me. That's just the universe talking to you. I mean,
I know,
but
you're the one who puts them together, so I'm giving you credit.
You don't have to do that, but that's a message for somebody who's standing on the edge, like on a cliff or a mountain or like a bridge, right?
How'd you get there? Life choices.
It seems like it, right? Brock, do these inspiration? We got Super Brock in, our producer. Do these do things for you? Yes or no? No.
He's like, no, I don't spend any amount of time listening to your show.
This doesn't.
In case no one has told you lately, you are amazing, strong, brave, wonderful, kind, loved, worthy, and there is no one like you. The world needs you.
Don't jump.
Don't do it.
Brock says it's a lie. The world needs you,
Brock. Right, there's nobody like you.
We got A-list.
You are uniquely
on.
You.
Who's let's peek over the fence of the celebrities. What's up?
Oh man, this memoir tell all that Kevin Federline put out. Yeah. I can't talk about obviously he had a ghostwriter. Like Kevin Federline is not sitting down like Mary Lee Painter and finding. So he's got this memoir out, You Thought You Knew.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is basically he's spilling all of the details about his marriage with Britney Spears, their time together. This is what I find so interesting. So far, I have come across it two, if not three, final straws in their relationship that he says in the book. Like, this was it. this is when the marriage was over. I'm like, how many of these did you have until the marriage was over? Because you've said this like two other times in this book.
I can probably tell you that that's probably the majority of most relationships before it ends. You know,
you can only have one final straw party.
No,
that's why it's the final straw.
Now you're just using the word final straw. He's had
a bushel of final straws. Like it's almost a whole hay bale.
So what are you saying then? I mean, what?
So this one was, she was out partying with Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton back in the day. And he was traveling. He was like in Miami for work. I'm like, I don't know what work, but work. And she called him and they were out partying and he could hear the kids, the babies crying in the background.
Okay.
And he was like, she was such a, basically a trash bag mom is what he's, I mean, that's the gist of these stories that he keeps telling. Like the one the other day was about the fact that he came into a room and saw her doing cocaine and begged her not to go home and breastfeed their child. Like it's all him being the stand-up guy and her being this reckless mom. And I'm like, I don't.
You think
Kevin,
he's making it up, Molly? Is that what you're
it's
saying?
It's not that he's making it up, but I think he's.
It's pretty
he's
gross.
Not really remembering his actions.
Well,
in
of course
it. That's
not.
What it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but of course not. I mean, they're both. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to determine who you're a bigger fan of, or you just hate them both, because you got one that's stuck with their kids, and then you got the other one that's stuck because they're stuck in their house because of the cut, you know, whatever you call that thing that she was under. So I don't know. I mean, they're breaking down how much he made from her, and it was only like $1.5 million. I thought it was a lot more than that. The funny thing is that he said that it's seems like a lot, but it's easy to spend that much. I mean, he's getting $20,000 a month. I can't fathom that.
It's lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're keeping up with. It's the cars, it's the houses, it's being able to go out to dinner and drop X amount of dollars. It adds up quickly.
Sure, it does.
If you live in that lane of life, I mean, it can be very expensive without trying too hard.
I just wonder what it's like to be there, like Britney's kids. I mean, let's just forget about Fredeline.
They don't talk to her.
Yeah, I know. And she is who she is. I saw some headline, too, that she said she has brain damage. I don't understand what that is about. Yeah, I mean, maybe she has brain damage from this memoir or whatever the case
scary.
Is.
Scary. Yeah, I mean, my gosh.
Nothing good is coming from this whole thing.
Timing of it, again, is what everyone's talking about. Like, obviously, the kids have aged out of her having to pay child support to Kevin. And now, boom, all of a sudden, after the gravy train pulled into the station, he hopped off with a book, you know? I mean, and so there's also that. He's no babe in the woods on this. I mean, he's sitting there like, my God, I was married to, she was a crazy party girl. It's like, you knew who you married.
Absolutely.
You met her because you guys were partying together.
He even said it was a red flag on the wedding day, the day before they got married, you know? So, well, he's back in the news.
He knew what he was getting into.
Sure he did.
I don't think so. So the other little tidbit is, speaking of exes, Joe Jonas was recently being interviewed. He and his brothers are out touring, and they asked him about what he thought of Life of a Showgirl by Taylor Swift. You know, they famously dated.
Yeah, they dated for a little bit, didn't they?
They dated for a little bit, and if rumors are to be believed, or her take on it, he broke up with her like over the phone, and it was like a 38-second phone call, and it was like, we're done, click.
Did it say why, or...
She was like 18. I mean, it's just
I think it works. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think it's less about, was he being a good guy? No. Was he being a knucklehead 18-year-old? Yes. You know, so there is that. And obviously Taylor's gone on to be incredibly successful and happy. Like, I don't think that this is any sour grapes between the two of them, but he was kind of like, yeah, no, I hear their album's really good. Like, really, Joe? He was like, yeah, I hear that there's some like catchy tunes on there. It's like, you are so petty.
Oh, come on.
You can't be.
You're saying that he didn't listen to. I didn't listen to it.
He is a musician, and it's his.
It doesn't mean he has to listen. Maybe he's not a Swiftie. I haven't listened to any of it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
Well,
it's not for you.
It's not for Jonas. If it's not
about
him.
Oh, I don't
him,
know about that. I think it's just there's interesting.
There's some Jonas stuff in there, you think?
No, but I think that you listen to music. You're in the industry. This is the hottest album that's out right now. You've listened to it.
It's the there, hottest it's not album like, to
it's not like he's a jazz musician and he's like, I don't even keep up with pop music. Hey, are you kidding me?
I'm sticking with Joe because it's
whatever.
I don't know many bro guys code. That are Swifties. I don't know many that are R's. So I'm sticking with him on that because I haven't listened to it. I have a lot of guy friends that have not listened to it, Molly. Because
you don't have a lot of friends. Let's not try
it's
to.
Not our thing. Is it's not our thing. Is all it
it's
is.
It's not for you,
Brock. Did you? Well, it's not for Joe then. Brock, have you listened to the album? No. So he's another dude. I'm just saying.
He's another dude. Two out of two dudes on the show.
We could go all day long. I can probably tell you that there's a, I mean, I don't know what the
I would love to hear from Party Crashers. Go ahead and email us, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Let us know if you are a male Swiftie or there's a male Swiftie in your life. Because there are plenty of dads and boyfriends and brothers and guys that got drugged to the Eras tour that I think all of a sudden were like, you know what?
Well, I do know a guy that got drugged for his, and he's a musician and he got drugged to it for his, he took his daughter because he loves his daughter. And he actually admitted, he said it wasn't bad. And he's a musician. He just said it wasn't bad. I guess he thought maybe it was something that he didn't think was going to be his type. I'm not saying that he's all of a sudden a Swiftie. I mean, that's
he's hiding
different.
The fact
that's
he's like different. Laying in bed listening, no. listening to Taylor, wearing her cardigan from her latest merch drop.
No, yeah, I want to hear bpscrasher@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. I'm curious. It's just that, I mean, I listen to what I listen to. I listen to alternative music and stuff like that. You know, we spent the last, you know, 20 plus years on a top 40 radio station. And I'll be honest with you, 9 out of 10 of the songs I did not enjoy very much unless we went down to the old school stuff. Mm-hmm. But the other stuff, it just wasn't for me because I come from the world of alternative music like Pearl Jam and Nirvana and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
So it's hard for me to go, I want to listen to Swiftie. I'm more amazed at the fact that you Swifties are able to catch every lyric like you guys do.
Well, if you love a song, like, yeah, you know, sure. Like if you, you know, like
it's
you mentioned Pearl Jam,
my song,
you probably
yeah.
know all the words to Jeremy,
sure.
You know what I mean? Or you Nirvana, it Smells Like Teen Spirit. I mean, there are songs that if you love and you've listened to on repeat, it's just a matter of
in your head.
Repetition.
Yeah, right.
You can't help it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. It's,
I just love, I mean, I love discovering new music or I love hearing what is, you know, going on. I mean, I was always excited in the radio station that we worked in because I love hearing what is new and popular. I've always loved pop music.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was always like, yes, what's the latest sound? What's the latest craze? What's the latest artist? I love that. I still do.
I do. I mean, I do too. Don't get me wrong. I just have a genre that I listen to.
Yeah.
You know, there's a sound that I listen to. And like Beyonce, for example, I don't listen to a whole lot of Beyonce. And you love Beyonce.
I do.
Yeah. I mean, I like all the Single Ladies and stuff like that, kind of the old school. Yeah. So I don't know. It's just a flavor, you know, it's just the flavor. And for some reason, and I'm not slagging Taylor Swift and the Swifties.
Oh God,
I mean,
no,
I
know
guys.
That.
I mean, you guys, I mean, that's important to support the people that you love so they can succeed. Cause if you don't support someone, they don't go anywhere. And so we can say the same thing about this podcast. I mean, I'm sure you guys
yes.
got other flavors and be frank.
But we hope
you,
we're
so.
Your favorite flavor.
Well, we are if you're listening, but if you're not listening, for those people, gosh, I'm kind of feel sorry for those people.
Missing out. Missing out on gems like this.
We
just
got it all.
Whatever
I'm a
this
big old
is.
Bear.
I'm a big old bear.
All right, so they came out with most disliked airlines in the world. You see that?
Yes,
have
I
you,
did.
Have you ever lost your luggage, Molly? I don't think
yes.
I have. I've done it one time. And that's when I was flying to Vegas for some reason. And I think it was a meeting with the facility that my mom was at. And then I got my luggage.
I do remember that.
Yes. I had to go buy clothes because I had a hard meeting that had to happen that mm-hmm. day. And so by the time I got my luggage after the meeting, they called and they said they had it. Apparently it rained or something and it got
in. And it was all wet.
The whole suitcase weighed 1,000 pounds. And I'm thinking to myself when I finally get, I'm like, what is this? And the whole suitcase inside was completely soaked. And I remember it raining on the way there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whatever happened to it, but that was a Southwest line, right? So I haven't, outside of that, I've never lost anything with the airlines. But the interesting thing is this, the most disliked airlines in the world come from here. Mm-hmm. American Airlines ranks as the world's most disliked carrier. I don't fly American.
I'm not a
as
huge
much.
Fan.
I don't know why. I just don't fly with them unless I'm going. It seems like if I'm going overseas or going to somewhere, I'll fly those guys. But I don't fly those guys. You don't like them? Is there a reason why? Or you just
the few times I've flown, it's just the seats are really small. Okay. Like it's just not a great experience. I feel like they charge you for everything. Like I think they're one step above like a Spirit airline
or Frontier
when it comes to that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like that, like where,
cause Frontier is number two.
That makes sense.
I
could see that.
Well, they
I could see that.
Everything they charge for overhead. I mean, they always advertise you can get a flight for $10 or $29 or something like that.
But you want to breathe?
Yes. There's another $30. And the third being United.
Which surprised me.
Really? Okay.
The only reason I can think that United made the list is because they go everywhere.
All right.
Like they are everywhere. So I think when you have that much of a footprint, you just are reaching a lot more customers that can say something.
Oh, that makes
negative.
Sense.
Because okay. They're huge. They're like one of the largest airlines in the world.
Yeah. And what do you fly normally? You fly Delta?
United.
Oh, you do fly? So you can speak to that.
Yeah,
easily.
They're based out of Chicago.
Oh.
So this is their hub.
I'm a Southwest person.
That's my second.
Okay.
It goes United and then Southwest.
Okay.
But honestly, you can fly both for the same price. And now that Southwest doesn't let you fly with free luggage.
Yeah.
And all that, like, why would I pay? Like, I would rather go on United and get like the better treatment.
When does that kick in, by the way?
Started.
That's already started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cause I'm an A-lister or whatever, so I'm good to go and I'm flying this weekend out to Austin. By the way, I got to add, all right, people, I'm going to Austin for a class reunion. We had talked about, I went to high school in Germany. I wish I could remember her name now, damn it. But anyway, so one of the winners was at that class reunion.
Really? Okay.
Yes. But I happen to be there because she's best friends with my friend, Jessica Caracella, who I went to high school with that lives here as well. And she was there too. She said that her parents were the parents that I was probably talking about, how they wanted to go to bed at 5 and they were drinking soup. Anyway.
I do not remember this.
Remember I said that there was an all-class reunion here?
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. And that the younger people.
Yes. The older people.
Now I'm remembering. Yes. Okay. I just, without context, all I heard was old people in soup.
Yeah.
Which could, we talk about a lot of weird stuff on this show. So you need to be specific.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why I digress on that one. But yeah, so I'm flying out this weekend and I didn't realize or know if I have to, we'll see what happens.
Well, this is the thing. We'll see it what depends. Yeah. It depends on when you booked your ticket. Because there, if you book it now, you get charged. But like, if you booked it before the deadline, even though you're flying now, it would still be free.
Okay.
So it all depends on when you booked your ticket, not when you're flying.
All right. Well, good deal. I'll be
now, no matter what, like now moving forward, if you booked it today, it doesn't matter. You'd have to pay.
I just wonder if Sunday I'm going to make it back. Okay. With this government shutdown stuff, it is just this, boy, that's a roadblock. I remember I got a stepson who's at TSA, so I don't know what happened. The last thing I heard on this, Molly, is that government could be shut down until Thanksgiving. How do you handle that if you're a newlywed kid living in an apartment?
Think about people where they're the sole breadwinner for their family, and they've been paying you know? I mean, you know,
this is hard.
There are people where it's like, you know, you got four kids and you don't get unemployment, you know, and that's the thing is that it's just you'll get back pay when you go
when
back.
You get it. But yeah. And that's a tough thing, too, because, I mean, what do you do when you we'll just say you have a person in your life that you have to help out, loan money to. Now that's getting backed up. What happens then when you get your check? Do you expect them to give you the money, like pay you back? I guess how could you do that? Because now you're still in a position where you're still kind of backed up. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Well, I think a lot of times, like with parents, I think that they would be. I don't think they'd want the check right away. Dad.
Stepfathers do.
Yeah, well, stepfathers need to step up and realize that,
no,
like...
No, we do all kinds of stepping up. And that's the thing that's... Now that I'm thinking, because I think differently, because I'm not the blood. So what if I had him... I'll make up the sign saying government shutdown... I'm a TSA agent that needs help. And we drop him off at a corner, say in front of Sam's Club. Is that a bad idea?
Terrible.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. That's all I wanted to know, if that was a bad idea.
I weep for these stepchildren.
Don't weep. I'm just trying to teach. It's a parenting teaching moment.
Teach them
what?
Hey, guess what? It sucks when you're, I mean, like, what's the teaching moment? The government shut down. He's still showing up for work. He's still doing everything that he's supposed to do.
Right.
They're just not paying him.
I had to say that. I mean, how is he going to find time to?
That's what I'm saying. It's not like he's not, it's not like he's some deadbeat kid not looking for a job. He has a job. They're literally not paying him for the work he is currently doing.
I know. And I'm going to experience it. I'm going to experience it all. When you flew out, did you see him? I forget.
No, I didn't. I asked about him because I had to go through extra steps.
Okay.
It wasn't the time of day when he normally worked. But I mean, I will say the kids and I flew over Columbus/Indigenous Peoples Day weekend and we thanked everybody.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you make me feel like I need to give a gift to everyone that helps me now. Give them something.
I mean, I was just like, thank you so much. I mean, I didn't give them anything, but I just gave them my thanks. Like, I appreciate it. This sucks. I'm sorry. Thank you for showing up so I can travel. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't say it enough. Thank you. You. Thank you. 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 You over there. I didn't even see you, but thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you got me. Oh, my heart. My heart feels warm now.
Yeah.
My heart feels warm. I should.
These people are showing up so you can go eat soup in a trailer park.
Don't ruin my experience before I get
there. I'm just going off of what you've said happens.
No soup at this trailer park. I guarantee you.
You don't know. Maybe somebody's bringing soup.
This is not all ages. This is a specific age group that's going in. We're not at the soup era yet.
You don't. I mean, just saying.
Not yet. What's a good gift to give them then? I mean, that help that I walk through, I wonder. I mean, I'm sure they need food.
Well, that was the thing. So the guy said, well, this was the funny thing. So this was, I spoke to one of the agents and he was helping me. And I was like, hey, you know, just want to say thank you. I hope everybody's being nice. He's like, yeah. He's like, this is the crazy thing. During the shutdown last time, like everybody was so nice.
Yeah.
People brought us lunch. People brought us dinner, snacks, all this stuff. He's like, the day the shutdown ended, people were back to being such.
Yes.
Jerks. I was like, really? He's like, oh, it was like a switch went off.
No
like
doubt.
The minute.
Like no doubt.
And I was like, no way. He's like, oh, seriously.
All right. So
this would be my like thing to everybody. Be nice to those people no matter what.
Sure. You need
be nice.
To.
There's no reason to be like they're doing a job. They don't, you know, this is just This is the job.
It's a hard one, too. I mean, it really is. I mean, look what they're doing. If you think that the TSA, you know, like Oliver is just sitting there just passing you through and disrupting your life because of certain little things, there's things that they're required to do for the safety of whoever. It's like no different than what you do in your job. I mean, are you rude to the person when you go to your fast food joint and you stand there and order your burger and they hand it to you from across the counter? If you're that person, you're a monster. You know, so yeah, you
and also
be
check
nice.
That food. So do what, not eat that
outside of a thank you. Not because I'm in that situation. I'm completely can relate with everybody. What should somebody give a TSA person? That I'm not saying go through and hand everybody something. Just the person you're in contact with, I think they would appreciate $5, right? Would $5?
What about like a $5 gift card? Yeah. Let them, you know, buy them a coffee. You know what I mean?
The thing about gift cards,
you can't give cash to a federal agent.
Why can't I? Thanks for letting me through.
Hello, here's a little tip for the trouble. They're like, dude, I'm not the bellhop. Okay, this is my job. Like, don't. You're like a little something for the trouble, and if you could look the other way, I've got some liquids in there. I'd like to maybe get through a little grease of the palms. They frown on
that. Okay, all right. So not cash. I guess it's, you'd be bribing a federal agent, wouldn't you? Never thought of that.
Yes. Okay. You would.
All right. I'm failing on all of this today. No sign saying I'm a government agent.
And nope.
None of that. So, all right. Make sure you guys go ahead and get your, we have more to hit on. We can just pick it up on Friday. We'll pick this up on Friday. There's a new dating trend going on.
Yes.
That you're going to want to hear about. Also, Molly, you have something that we didn't get to. Job ghosting. Speaking of jobs, we got that.
So much.
So we'll hit that. And also, it's Fun Factory on Friday as well. And make sure you check out Mary Lee Painter's book. It's called Holiday for the Rock on Rocks. And you can get a free copy at bigpartyshow.com. It's right there on the contest page. You don't have to have anything. Just drop your email and we'll pick a bunch of people that can get stuck on this book like Molly is. Think you'll finish it here coming up or what?
I'll probably finish it today.
Okay. Big day.
I mean, I'm on a tear with it. Big day. That is a big day considering the fact that I've got three other books competing for my attention, but Lee Painter gets my full attention today.
Yeah, and thank you for having her on. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys Friday. Have a safe couple of days, and you'll find out what I'm wearing Friday too, by the way. Boy. Okay. All right. Do yourself good, and have a good day. We'll see you guys later.